Hello and welcome to Condensed History Gems. It's Friday, it's Fast Five time. This week it's Gem. And to let you into a little sneak peek of the glamorous world of being a Condensed History Gems presenter, Greg and I obviously are international jet setters, constantly out and about and having luxurious holidays. Certainly, I've just had one on the Jurassic Coast, on the south of England. A lovely self-catering cottage with family and some friends as well, and we had a great time. And what we did for one of the days is we went to the actual Jurassic Coast. We were, in a weird way, lucky. Obviously, on your holiday, you want great weather, but if you want to go fossil hunting, the best time to do it is after a bit of a storm. If there's been some high winds and some high waves, that's going to erode the cliffs a little bit, and the rain as well will loosen things up, and actually it leads to the perfect conditions to go hunting for some fossils the next day. And indeed, one of my kids is a very keen fossil hunter, a bit of a geologist as well, and I'm very pleased to sort of allow that hobby to grow. So off we went to the beach. And we started having a look, and if you don't know, one of the tricks about fossil hunting, and what I saw lots of people make mistakes about, is you don't just wander down the middle of the beach and pick up pebbles and smack them and see what happens. That stuff is unlikely to have fossils in it. It's not impossible, but that's not where the good stuff tends to be. You want to be looking at the base of the cliffs for all the rubble, because that's the stuff that's just sort of being knocked off the cliff face. And then, if you want to start smacking away at the rocks, you have to be aware of, is it sedimentary or is it igneous or something like that? Because you only get fossils in sedimentary. What does all that mean? Well, you need to find things like clays and slates and things like that. Stuff that's basically been dumped at the bottom of rivers and lakes and has been pressurized into rock. In this particular area, it's slate. Shale, I should say. And we very quickly found some stuff. Now, I want to be clear, we haven't been finding claws of dinosaurs or entire heads of ichthyosaurs or anything like this. We found an awful lot of marine fossils, things like ammonites, and I've forgotten the word for them now, but they kind of look like pencils, and they used to stick out of the bottom of the sea floor, the sort of sea creatures, sort of in the same family, I think, or something like sea urchins. The point, however, is it was great fun to do. And one of the first rocks that I sort of cracked on the bedding plane, basically you should see some cracks in the actual rock that you're holding, and you strike it there, and particularly if you're dealing with a soft shale, you can prise it open with your fingers. It will go down the bedding plane. Trying to force it any other way, you're definitely not going to find anything. But the very first one I cracked and split open, lo and behold, there was an indentation. It wasn't actually a sort of proper fossil, but an indentation, very small ammonite. And it just felt wonderful. And I am aware that my colleague on Condensed History Gems, Greg, he does fossil trips in the Isle of Wight. So it's an opportunity for you to perhaps share that excitement with an actual expert on such things. I'm sure Greg would sort of blush at the idea of being an expert, but he is, honestly. But it also reminded me of my days when I was doing archaeology, because here's the thing. There's obviously skill in going to the right place. You're simply not going to find Jurassic fossils in, let's say, the middle of Coventry. That's just not a thing. So by going to the Jurassic Coast, you're likely to find some Jurassic fossils, hopefully. And it's the same thing with archaeology. You need to have the skill to find the area where, I don't know, the Romans used to live or something like that. But then after that, it's pure luck. No amount of skill will make that make a fossil be inside a rock. Either it is or isn't, and either you get lucky or not. And indeed, by the end of the morning, we walked away with, well, a very large block, actually, and very heavy. I'm going to say about 15 pounds worth of rock. This is just one block. We had loads of ammonites in it, but several fistful of other little bits and bobs. None of it's going to ever make it to the British Museum, But for the family and friends, and even for the adults as well, it was a really exciting thing. And I remember exactly the same rush when I found, let's say, a beaver's tooth, which I did do back in an archaeology dig. We were doing sort of Mesolithic era, that sort of caveman era. And, you know, just finding something and thinking, oh, my God, I'm the first person to see this since ... that gives you a real thrill and is something that you could do over a weekend. Almost anyone is within a car journey of somewhere where you could do a little bit of either archaeology or paleontology. I'll leave you with that thought. And as always, a longer podcast on Tuesdays.